It is Wednesday, September 18th, 2013, and this is Midday Oklahoma. Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Ron Hayes stepping in, joining us now. And Ron, a lot going on right now, particularly on Capitol Hill, isn't there?
Yeah, we're watching real closely, obviously, developments as relates to the 2013 Farm Bill puzzle. And when the next piece of the puzzle is this new standalone nutrition bill, and looks like we may get a rule on that later today, and possibly it'll be on the floor tomorrow. We'll be watching that real closely. And at the same time, at the state level, we've been talking drought. They have an interim study they're working on right now. Don Arms leading that, and we've got comments from Michael Kelsey a little bit later on that.
All right, very good. All that's coming up here in the next half hour or so. When we come back, the latest news for you. That right here on Midday Oklahoma on the Radio Oklahoma Network. If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back right up front. Plus solid, high-quality bales and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery. Proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the
winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com.
And 7 minutes past the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says it will take at least a $10 billion 10-year food stamp cut to get any House Senate Farm Bill deal back through the GOP-controlled House. But Grassley dismisses chances for a GOP plan to authorize food stamp policy for 3 years versus the Farm Bill's five. Grassley says the apparent House GOP attempt to permanently de-link the farm and food parts of the Farm Bill by changing to 3 years the reauthorization schedule for food stamp policy won't succeed in conference and therefore on final passage in the House.
You're not going to get a bill through the House of Representatives unless they're tied together. And that means tied together with review at the same time down the road now 5 years.
Well, meantime, Grassley says any final House-Senate Farm Bill deal will have to cut enough from food stamps to win conservatives who defected from the earlier failed House Farm Bill. That bill cut $20 billion over 10 years. A new standalone nutrition bill pairs about $40
million. I think it's going to have to be 10 or 10-plus in order for something to get through the House representatives. There might be something that would tell House members that policy is more important than dollar amount, and it might be the policy of, let's say, a work requirement.
Well, but will the Senate go along with something that turned off Democrats in the House? Grassley's confident Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow will find a negotiated compromise that can pass the Senate, though he sidestepped the question of food stamp work requirements.
She's pretty realistic about what it takes to get a bill passed, and I think she's going to be working in that area of trying to find common ground between the 20 and the 4.
Referring to the $4 billion 10-year Senate food stamp cut and the failed $20 billion House cut that the House GOP is now trying to replace with a standalone bill that cuts $40 billion from the SNAP program. Farmers and ranchers are a very small group, and with the Affordable Care Act, they have difficult decisions ahead. For those with 50 employees or less, U.S. Senator Mike Johanns of Nebraska says producers have told him they have to decide if they will provide health care to their employees or put food on their table for their own families.
It's a tough road, and under the individual mandate, there's penalty under Obamacare. So, you know, initially that penalty's fairly small, but the one thing you can predict is that that's likely to grow. So it just leaves people in a very, very difficult position.
He says the president extended the deadline for businesses, but not for individuals, leaving a rough road ahead for those individuals trying to decide what to do for their family's insurance needs. We're coming up on 10 minutes past the hour. Jim Appel, Justin Lewis will have a check on the markets, and Ron Hayes has his weather update when we come back after this.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to dream and to compete. And former FFA member Monica Wilkie learned those life lessons well, rising in a competitive world to her current role as executive director of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
I learned so much about competing, and through competition, I learned a lot about myself.
Do you want to grow like that?
I always needed to be making myself better, looking for opportunities to kind of enhance my skill set, I guess you could say, but also perseverance, and that I needed to, you know, continue towards a goal.
I want to grow like that.
Had I not had the opportunities in FFA, whether it was in the livestock arena or the speech arena, I would absolutely not be sitting here today in this leadership position.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sand Ridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. Joining us today to take a look at our futures markets is Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how are the markets looking at midday?
Equity futures today are about 40 lower in the September Dow Jones futures. We're 3 lower here in the S&P in September. 30-year Treasury bonds are down 14 points at 131.13. The U.S. dollar index is unchanged in December at 81.29. The big news today is in regards to the conclusion of the FOMC meeting, which will provide us a statement at about 1 p.m. Central Time. Most traders are believing that there will be some sort of tapering to the quantitative easing program of about $85 billion a month. They've been buying $45 billion worth of treasury bonds and about $40 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities or mortgage bonds. If they do taper it, most people are looking for about a 10% cut or a $10 billion cut. And most believe that that's already priced into the market, but we will know more at 1 p.m. Central Time in regards to that. Crude oil futures here are up $1.75 in the October. Crude oil, that's $107.18. Unleaded gasoline's up just under 4 cents at 3.9 cents at $2.70. Heating oil on the highs here up about 1.4 cents. Really all this on the heels on the EIA inventory data released this morning, which showed a 4.37 million barrel drop in crude oil inventories. Gasoline was down 1.63 million barrels. The refinery utilization rate was 92.5%. And natural gas futures are down about 3 cents here in some retracement trade. Feeder cattle are unchanged to 20 higher. Live cattle are down 10 to 20 cents. All this in anticipation of Friday's cattle on feed report, which will be released 2 p.m. Friday afternoon. On feed, as of September 1st, they're looking for 93.5% of last year. Now, placed in the month of August, 91.6% of last year, and then marketed in the month of August, they're looking for about 95.5% of last year. Bids at this time are 121. Asking prices in the live cattle are 125. Grain futures here are mixed. We have corn down about a penny and a half, soybeans up 2 to 6 cents, and wheat steady to 1 cent higher. There's a big announcement this morning in terms of soybean sales. We sold 1.93 million tons of soybeans to China for the 13-14 crop year. That was the fifth highest daily sale of all time.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number, please.
877-431-9805.
Dave Laney will have all the latest market numbers right after this on Midday Oklahoma on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. Then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef, it's what's for dinner.
And at 15 minutes past the hour, Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Need to get you updated on those futures markets here today, and we're going to check livestock. October live cattle down 20, 124.97. December's down 20 at 128.45. October feeder cattle down 7 at 157.80. November's up 5, 158.65. October hogs down 60 at 90.37. December's down 32 at 87.20. We're going to check the grain trade in just a moment. Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System, hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX. Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
Wheat farmers get championship caliber production. Choose high yield varieties developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster is like a great football team. It's superb on offense and defense. Duster has been one of the highest grain yield producers among OSU varieties since 2008. And Duster offers protection against the most common diseases and stresses that attack wheat in Oklahoma. And remember, these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Grain trade today, December wheat in Kansas City up 1 1/4, 691.5. March is up 1 1/4 at 697.75. December corn's down 1.5 cents, 452.5. March down 1.5 at 465. November soybeans up 2.5 cents, 1345. January's up 4 1/4 at 1347.25. On the cotton futures, October's up 59, 85.36. December's up 55, 84.99. October crude oil up 165 at 107.07. November's up 145 at 106.26. October natural gas down 1 at 373 per million BTU. And that's an update on your futures markets. Ron Hay steps in now with an update on your agricultural weather.
Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. Ron Hayes with you today here on Midday Oklahoma. Thanks so much for joining us today. We do appreciate you stopping by and spending part of your middle of the day today with us, and do appreciate the opportunity to deliver you a lot of great information. Of course, the markets that we've just had. Jim Apel is going to have that calendar a little bit later on. And we've got our friend Mike Spradling joining us in a little bit on our Ag Conversation. A little bit later on, we'll have Michael Kelsey from the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association talking about drought impacts during our Beef Buzz segment toward the end of the program today. Now, as far as agricultural weather is concerned, drought obviously a part of that mix. We'll get our next drought monitor tomorrow morning and see exactly where we stand. We'll actually have some changes on that map based on some of the rainfall that we've had over the last few days. Want to talk about rainfall totals since the rain systems have really come back into the state today. We've kind of got a chance to catch a little bit before we really are. There's a little more rain out there on the horizon, it looks like, as well, coming toward the end of the week. Remnants of Ingrid trying to make its way up toward us, and we'll get into that and everything, and starting with that rainfall set of totals that gives us an opportunity to probably put canola and wheat in the ground here in the near future. We'll be back in just a moment.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive Best Color Selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly, personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
There are some areas in our hard red winter wheat belt for winter wheat planting and winter canola planting that maybe have not gotten enough precipitation to be able to move forward with getting the crop in the ground once we dry out enough to let the equipment back into the fields. But the great majority of our wheat belt did get pretty nice amounts of precipitation over the last 5 days or so, if you back up to, say, last Friday morning or something like that. Top numbers, and these are really numbers that we've reviewed with you before, but the folks over at Burbank, almost 4 inches of precipitation in that time frame. You've got 8 tenths at Cherokee, 7 tenths at Medford, almost 2 inches at Marshall, 1.5 at Kingfisher, 1.75 at Guthrie, 9 tenths at Lahoma, right at 1 inch in Fairview, 1.5 in El Reno, just over, very small amount, only about 1/10 of an inch, though, when you get down to Minco at the Mesonet Station there. They're one of the areas that have got very, very limited amounts of precipitation. But overall, and even when you come down into the southwestern quadrant of the state, 1 2/10 at Tipton, 8,500s at Altus, 1.5 at Mangum, 1.75 at Hobart, 9,900s at Medicine Park. Those numbers are pretty respectable, and while that doesn't solve the drought problem for those folks, it does give some topsoil moisture to work with in order to get the wheat crop and the canola crop into the ground. As far as our forecast is concerned for the next few days, let's check it in just a moment.
It's the Moss Land and Cattle Company Complete Dispersion Sale, Saturday, September 28th at H2 Ranch and Cattle Company in Perkins, Oklahoma. Everything goes, including 250 head of elite Hereford cattle. The sale also includes champion bull Starshock, plus his progeny in service. There's 5-year-old Star Futura and 3-year-old Gimme Some Lovin'. National Cattle Company is handling the sale. For a complete catalog, go to nationalcattle.com or call Eddie Sims, 580-492-4590.
Our agricultural forecast, breezy, low 90s today, winds 20, 25 miles an hour. Looks like low 70s overnight low by tomorrow morning. Slight chance of thunderstorms during the day tomorrow, high back to about 90 degrees. Best chance of rain is tomorrow night, up to 80% chance of rain across our territory. Overnight low in the 60s, and a beautiful weekend looks like heading our way. That's your agricultural weather here on Midday Oklahoma. Stick around, more to come in just a few moments.
BigIron.com knows that when you have money tied up in equipment that doesn't meet your needs, it limits your ability to manage your business. By selling your equipment at BigIron.com, you have thousands of eyes on your equipment, and it turns right to liquid capital. In fact, we have trained reps across the state that can come right to your farm and help you list your equipment. Mike Wolf helps Oklahoma folks like you list, describe, and take pictures of your pieces. Just head to BigIron.com and find him in the list of district managers. Or call Mike at 580-320-2718. Everything sells on BigIron.com. You don't pay transportation costs to ship it across Oklahoma or out of the state. So start selling at BigIron.com. If you're looking for equipment for your farm or job, experience the power of BigIron.com. You'll be able to shop for equipment that's right here in Oklahoma or across the country. There are no buyer's premiums, no reserve prices, and every item sells. Our site is simple, easy to use, and you don't need to log in to start viewing the items that are for sale. See for yourself at BigIron.com.
Generations of families have depended on Mueller Metal Roofing for style, beauty, and durability. And through the years, many great memories have been made under each Mueller Metal Roof. Our 26-gauge steel panels and 30-year limited paint warranty give you peace of mind that your roof will protect your family for generations to come. And we offer a gorgeous palette of more than 30 designer colors to choose from and a wide variety of panel styles to get the look you desire. Buy with confidence, knowing that your metal roof is manufactured by Mueller, a company that has provided quality metal products for over 75 years. So why wait? Go online now at MuellerInc.com to view our color selector tool, which allows you to see a full range of panels and colors on different home styles. Join other families by making Mueller the name you know and trust for all your steel building and metal roofing needs. Call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our sales locations in central and eastern Oklahoma. That's 877-2-MUELLER.
It is 12:25 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. Also has his ag perspectives coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Appel as he joins us with his updated ag calendar.
Hello, everyone. Taking a look at our ag calendar on this Tuesday, we'll talk about the OSU Garden Fest, the 2013 homesteading event, and we'll take a look at the first annual Heart of America Farm Show. We'll have all of these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System, hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX. Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
For a dozen years now, Garden Fest at the Botanic Garden at the Oklahoma State University has offered gardening enthusiasts a place to come to learn more and share gardening experiences. This year is no exception. Slated for September the 21st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., the theme for the 12th annual Garden Fest is Art in the Garden and will feature a variety of ways to combine art with horticulture. In addition, there will be numerous demonstrations and vendors at this year's event. Specialists from OSU will be on hand to present information about landscape design and pruning basics. This year's demonstrations will include how to manage water drainage issues in the landscape, as well as glass bead making and watercolor painting. The Botanic Garden at OSU is located at 3300 West 6th Avenue in Stillwater. For more information, you can contact Stephanie Larimer at 405-744-5404 or go to www.botanicgarden.okstate.edu. The nonprofit organization In a Good Way Farm is hosting their 2013 Homestead event from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. September 21st. The event will be held rain or shine at 13359 Southeast 1101st Avenue in Tallahena. There will be numerous presentations on building more self-reliant lifestyles, including building gravity flow irrigation systems, building rainwater harvesting systems, food preservation, soap making, recycling, and more. Admission and parking are free. Lunch will be served from 11 a.m. until it is sold out. For more information, you can contact Teddy at 918-567-3313. The first annual Heart of America Farm Show will be held September 20th through the 22nd at the Tulsa RV Ranch in Beggs, Oklahoma. The event will include a rodeo, cow-dog demonstrations, guest speakers, and a kid zone. There will also be a drawing for a 32-foot hay trailer. The guest speakers will include Radio Oklahoma Network's Ron Hayes. He will be talking about rebuilding your mama cow herd and restoring drought-impacted pasture. Also speaking will be the co-host of Radio Oklahoma Network's Hook and Hunt show, Steve Schiffner. He will be speaking on the topics of managing and improving your deer herd and turkey population and how to maximize your income with hunting leases. You can get more information on the Heart of America Farm Show by calling 888-244-1982. Registration is now open for the Beef Quality Summit class. The classes will be held in Stillwater from October 21st through the 23rd and October 23rd through the 25th. Places for these classes fill quickly, so if you'd like to attend, you can contact OSU at www.fapc.okstate.edu/workshops/BQS.
The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com. That's it for our calendar show on this Tuesday. If you have a calendar item you'd like to share with us, either on this broadcast or on our webpage at OklahomaFarmReport.com, all you have to do is just drop us a line at Ron@OklahomaFarmReport.com.
All right, thanks, Jim, for that update. We certainly appreciate it. We're coming up on half past the hour now. We've got a news update coming up when we come back right after this.
Save wheat producers. You know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Well, good morning again, everyone. Well, good day again, everyone. Farm Director Ron Hayes joins us now and has the latest on the continuing congressional effort to work a standalone nutrition bill.
Dave, as we get closer to decision time on a standalone nutrition bill, House Rules Committee will be looking at the measures, setting up the parameters of debate on the floor, perhaps as early as tomorrow on the floor of the House of Representatives. Still no indication as to whether or not there are 218 votes that will vote in favor of this standalone nutrition bill or not. It'll take all Republican votes. Likely no Democrats will come along and vote in favor of this measure. According to Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, he's of the mind that this is a bill that we really need to have moved on and hopefully passed in order to get the conference really up to speed quickly between the House and the Senate.
We think that House passage is vital, but we have heard that the leadership will appoint conferees regardless of what happens with this bill, whether it is passed or if it is defeated. We are encouraging the leadership to go ahead and appoint those conferees because we need to get a conference going in order to make sure we get a bill this year. You know, we're not going to make the September 30th deadline. I think that the bill is going to, the current bill, the extension we're working under is going to expire, and technically for a couple months we'll be under the 1949 permanent law, but we still have time before all the dairy provisions start to expire at the end of this year in order to try to finalize the 2014 bill. Basically, just like what Chairman Lucas has been saying, we need to get it to conference. A lot of things can change and a lot of things can be worked on once we get it to that point.
For Midday Oklahoma, I'm Ron Hayes.
Well, in an effort to get lawmakers to change the farm bill, major U.S. business groups have said this week that the new farm bill might violate World Trade Organization rules against trade-distorting subsidies. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, National Association of Manufacturers, and National Foreign Trade Council say in a letter that the bills pending in the House and Senate carried some of the same provisions the WTO ruled against in the cotton case, and that the bills run a substantial risk of violating WTO rules on farm subsidies. They say the House provision trying to tying crop payments to plantings could quickly invite other nations to initiate dispute settlements against the U.S. with good chances of success. When we come back, Ron Hayes joins us with his latest edition of Ag Perspectives. That, when Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one, like the chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive wind rower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview, and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
Wheat farmers, are you seeking the big play in your wheat production this year? Then choose Billings, another outstanding wheat variety developed by OSU researchers. Billings offers high yield potential and baker's choice quality. When the weather is good and favors early maturity, Billings can score really big. And Billings can play defense against the two meanest diseases in Oklahoma, leaf rust and stripe rust. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and independent. To learn more about Billings and other OSU varieties, log on to okgenetics.com.
Here on Midday Oklahoma, our agriculture conversation today was with Mike Spradley, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, talking about the need to get this farm bill across the finish line with Mike today as we talk specifically about the efforts of Farm Bureau to try to get this thing completed just as quickly as possible. Also, some other federal issues we're going to talk about with Mike today, all up and coming in just a moment.
Ranchers and farmers, come to the Heart of America Farm Show at the Tulsa RV Ranch, September 20th through 22nd, for Hot Topic Seminars, plus equipment, fencing, and vehicle information and deals. Ron Hayes from the Radio Oklahoma Network will be conducting seminars on issues facing farmers and ranchers across Oklahoma. He'll offer his 35-year agricultural insight and experience, along with seminars from Steve Schiffner, host of the local and live Hook and Hunt Show. At the Heart of America Farm Show, you can visit with national exhibitors of farm and ranch equipment, plus local friends Go Bob Pipe and Steel, Chris Nickel Commercial Advantage, and Joe Cooper Auto Group. They'll be there to talk with you about getting a jump on 2014 and making deals with them for year-end tax savings. Free admission to the farm show gives you a chance to relax with the whole family on 160 acres. That includes RV parking, restaurants, and a covered arena for bull riding events in the evening. These bull buckouts are free to kids 12 and under, discounted with your free admission. It's the Heart of America Farm Show. Make a weekend of it, September 20th through the 22nd.
Talking with Mike Spradley, of course, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Mike, one of your fairly frequent trips, it seems like, this year up to our nation's capital you've just completed. We're still waiting on something to break through on Farm Bill. What's current AFBF strategy to try to get this thing across the finish line?
Well, AFBF strategy certainly is pushing just like everyone else has. Of course, we've got a campaign going on that says turn up the heat. And what we mean by that is every Farm Bureau across the state, every county director, every state board is working very hard to push the Congress to get us a Farm Bill. And, of course, we all know that the biggest issue, I guess, that separates the House and Senate right now is the nutrition. And you know, we had an opportunity to speak with Congressman Chairman Lucas about the situation. You know, whether or not we get it by September 30 is still a big question, but he feels very confident that certainly, you know, by the end of the year, we will. So, you know, we really don't want an extension. Again, we've pushed all along. We should have had it last year. We didn't get it. We certainly should have it by September 30th, but we may not get it, but we've got to make it happen this year.
When we think about other things that are going on in our nation's capital right now, what are some of the other issues that you and other farm bureaus are really, really paying attention to right now?
We're on something that we're very interested in the American Farm Bureau in Oklahoma as well, especially Oklahoma. You know, we have the Port of Catoosa right here in our state. And the Intercontinental Water Transportation System, or water as they call it as well, is something we're very much interested in. We've got lock and dam systems out there that are 80 years old and in need of a lot of attention. And as we've heard before, you know, the world population is going to increase to 9.1 billion by the year 2050. They tell us as agriculture producers we got to produce 100% more food. If we're going to do that, of course, we'll have a lot of help from land-grant colleges like Oklahoma State University, but if we're going to be able to produce that much more food, and if we do, we've got to get a way to get it out of this country because a lot of that's going to have to be exports. And if we get a lock and dam system that we're relying upon to move a lot of our grain out of this country, if we get a breakdown, that log of backup, all it's going to do is decrease the prices because we know in any economics that supply and demand regulates price. If we have a big backlog or big piles on upstream sitting there for a long, long time, it's going to reduce the price of that product.
President of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Mike Spradling.
Wheat farmers get championship caliber production. Choose high yield varieties developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster is like a great football team. It's superb on offense and defense. Duster has been one of the highest grain yield producers among OSU varieties since 2008. And Duster offers protection against the most common diseases and stresses that attack wheat in Oklahoma. And remember, these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more. That's okgenetics.com.
By the way, our conversation with Mike Spradling taking place over the weekend, actually at the end of this last week, at the 2013 State Fair of Oklahoma. Even as he's watching his young farmers and ranchers host the livestock judging competition at this year's State Fair of Oklahoma. I'm Ron Hayes.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communication.
Hey, cattle producers. You know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odle and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. And learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And CropPlan has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September-October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat. And will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your CropPlan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. Crop Plan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email.
Hi, I'm Hannah, a proud student salesperson of Blue and Gold Sausage. Right now, students just like me around the state are selling delicious Blue and Gold breakfast sausage, six-slice bacon, and chicken tenders. When you buy Blue and Gold, you're supporting fundraising for educational programs for students in our community. We like to call it food for thought. To find out who's selling Blue and Gold in your neighborhood, visit blueandgoldsausage.com today. Blue and Gold Sausage, giving never tasted so good.
And good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here at midday today. And as we kind of check a quick glance at the futures markets on the livestock, cattle futures, live cattle futures to the lower side, feeder cattle futures trending a bit higher, hogs lower today, and over on the grains, most of the grains having a, well, wheat having a pretty good day. Corn is kind of seeing things kind of tough today, and we're going to get into that here in just a little bit. So we've got a complete look at your markets. We've got the latest from the feedlots, the stockyards, all that when we come back right after this.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
It's the Moss Land and Cattle Company Complete Dispersion Sale, Saturday, September 28th at H2 Ranch and Cattle Company in Perkins, Oklahoma. Everything goes, including 250 head of elite Hereford cattle. The sale also includes champion bull Starshock, plus his progeny in service. There's 5-year-old Star Futura and 3-year-old Gimme Some Lovin'. National Cattle Company is handling the sale. For a complete catalog, go to nationalcattle.com or call Eddie Sims, 580-492-4590. Well, no cash cattle trades report here on Wednesday. Box beef at midday is a bit higher. Choice up 29 cents at 193.30. Select is up 86 cents at 176.62. Choice select spread at 16.68 with 130 total loads. Union Livestock Market in McAllister, 1,550 head this week. Steer calves over 400 pounds, 1 to 5 higher. Under 400 pounds, 6 to 8, $16 higher. Heifer calves, $1 to $7 higher. Slaughter cows sold 1 to 4 lower. Slaughter bulls, $3 lower. Feeder steers, medium and large, 3 to 4 weights, 200 to 220. 4 to 5 weights, 168 to 192. 5 to 6 weights, 147 to 176. 6 to 7 weights, 143 to 156. And 7 to 8 weights, 142 to 154. Oklahoma National Stockyards this week, 6,951 head. Feeder steers 3 to 5 higher. Feeder heifers steady to a dollar higher. Steer and heifer calves mostly steady, except for a few under 400 pounds that were $10 lower. Feeder steers, medium and large calves, 3 to 4 weights, 191 to 216. 4 to 5 weights, 188 to 50 to 203. 5 to 6 weights, 165 to 176, 50. 6 to 7 weights, 150 to 165. 6 to 7 weight yearlings, 161 to 170. 7 to 8 weights, 152 to 167, 50. 8 to 9 weights, 148, 50 to 156. 9 to 1,000 pounds, 138 to 145. Tulsa Livestock Auction, 2,775 head. Feeder steers 3 to 5 higher. Feeder heifers 4 to 5 higher on a few sales. Steer calves steady to $3 higher. Heifer calves $4 higher on just a few sales. Slaughter cows and bulls steady to a dollar higher. We're going to check the futures when we come back right after this. Farmers and ranchers, come to the Heart of America Farm Show at the Tulsa RV Ranch, September 20th through 22nd. For hot topic seminars, plus equipment, fencing and vehicle information, and deals. Ron Hayes from the Radio Oklahoma Network will be conducting seminars on issues facing farmers and ranchers across Oklahoma. He'll offer his 35-year agricultural insight and experience, along with seminars from Steve Schiffner. He's host of the local live Hook and Hunt show. At the Heart of America Farm Show, you can visit with national exhibitors of farm and ranch equipment, plus local friends Go Bob Pipe and Steel, Teamco Containment Systems, Chris Nickel Commercial Advantage, and Joe Cooper Auto Group. They'll be there to talk with you about getting a jump on 2014 and make deals with them for year-end tax savings. Free admission to the show gives you a chance to relax with the whole family on 160 acres, which includes RV parking, restaurants, and a covered arena for bull riding events in the evening. Make a weekend of it, September 20th through 22nd. On the cattle trade, October live cattle down 20, 124.97, December down 20, 128.45. October feeder cattle down 2, 157.85. November up 20, 158.80. October hogs down 22, 90.75. December unchanged, 87.52. On the grain trade, Kansas City wheat, December down a quarter, 6.90. March down a half, 6.96. May down a half at 6.98. Chicago wheat, December down a quarter penny at 642 and three quarters. March unchanged at 653 and a half. May's up a half at 659. December corn is down a penny at 453. March is down a penny at 465 and a half. May is down a penny and a quarter at 473 and a half. November soybeans up 2 3/4 at 1345 and a quarter. January's up 4 1/2 at 1347 and a half. March is up 6 1/4 at 1331 and a quarter. October cotton is up 17 at 84.94. December's up 51 at 84.95. March up 62 at 84.77. October crude oil up 193 at 107.35. November up 169 at 106.51. October natural gas down 3 at 370. November's down 3 at 378 per million BTU. And that is a check of our markets. Have a great day. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
My name is Deborah Taylor, registered dietitian and school nutrition specialist. My job is feeding 4,000 students at Shawnee Public Schools in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the guidelines say both adults and children need to consume more of. Vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. That makes it a great choice at school or at home. Whether it's flavored or lactose-free milk, Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt, or one of the many reduced-fat cheese options available, dairy is a tasty and affordable supply of essential nutrients that can be hard to get from other foods. This message was brought to you by your local Dairy Farm Families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
BigIron.com knows that when you have money tied up in equipment that doesn't meet your needs, it limits your ability to manage your business. By selling your equipment at BigIron.com, you have thousands of eyes on your equipment, and it turns right to liquid capital. In fact, we have trained reps across the state that can come right to your farm and help you list your equipment. Mike Wolf helps Oklahoma folks like you list, describe, and take pictures of your pieces. Just head to BigIron.com and find him in the list of district managers. Or call Mike at 580-320-2718. Everything sells on BigIron.com. You don't pay transportation costs to ship it across Oklahoma or out of the state. So start selling at BigIron.com. If you're looking for equipment for your farm or job, experience the power of BigIron.com. You'll be able to shop for equipment that's right here in Oklahoma or across the country. There are no buyer's premiums, no reserve prices, and every item sells. Our site is simple, easy to use, and you don't need to log in to start viewing the items that are for sale. See for yourself at BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning, so glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Well, Dave, our Midday Oklahoma Beef Buzz guest today, Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, talking drought impacts right after this.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. And then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner. Where are we in the drought right now? What's the roadmap for the future if the drought persists? A couple of questions being asked by the Oklahoma State Legislature in an interim study that's being headed up by State Representative Don Arms from Southwest Oklahoma. He heard from several folks yesterday in a special hearing on this subject, including from Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, who talked about the impacts of drought on his membership.
Obviously, input costs have gone up. There is no question about that. Feed, by far and away, was one of the most drastic in terms of increase, and we received input that some folks, very individualistic, obviously, but some folks, the low end was 25%, the high end was 75% increase in just feed costs. And I'm not talking about the other inputs, such as fuel and some of those other types of things, but just drastic increases in feed and water. Obviously, producers having to spend some time hauling water, and they indicated that the time component to do that was also very taxing on them as well. The other question we asked, obviously, was changes. Biggest one by far and away was reduction in herd numbers, and our cow-calf producers indicated to us that they reduced the number of cows, again, ranged from 15% or so all the way up to full dispersal, with some of our members indicated. All of them indicated that the older cows went first, which doesn't surprise any of us in terms of that. Then our stocker operators indicated as well that they reduced, and they were forced to reduce anywhere from 25% to 100% reduction, meaning that they didn't run any stockers because of the drought.
Even with all the impacts that have come from the drought of the last couple of years, really since 2011, and in some cases even back to the fall of 2010, Michael Kelsey says there was an optimistic note provided to him by his membership that he delivered back to the state legislature, and that was the opportunity to try to rebuild these mama cow herds.
We ask, are you going to rebuild if weather patterns should become normal and so forth? Every person who responded said, absolutely. We plan on rebuilding or going back to what we want to do as far as our business is concerned, whether it's cow-calf or stocker, obviously heavily dependent upon their individual situations, whether they're a forage-based system or how their forage-based system may work, if it's improved varieties or if it's native grass or whatever the case may be. Obviously, cost and availability of replacement females would be heavily dependent as well. But we got some great information, and we had a great discussion with the House Ag Committee this morning.
Michael Kelsey, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
It's the Moss Land and Cattle Company Complete Dispersion Sale, Saturday, September 28th at H2 Ranch and Cattle Company in Perkins, Oklahoma. Everything goes, including 250 head of elite Hereford cattle. The sale also includes champion bull Starshock, plus his progeny in service. There's 5-year-old Star Futura and 3-year-old Gimme Some Lovin'. National Cattle Company is handling the sale. For a complete catalog, go to nationalcattle.com or call Eddie Sims, 580-492-4590.
Our midday Oklahoma time getting short, but we've still got some soapbox comments to share with you in just a few moments.
Whether you're mowing around your house or cutting stripes for a Fortune 500 company, there's only one place to get your mower, P&K Equipment. Homeowners can pick up a comfortable, reliable B100 series lawn tractor for under $1,500. And for bigger jobs, check out a fast, efficient John Deere Z-Track 900 series commercial mower starting at under $7,000. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 731-13 restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details.
Wheat farmers, are you seeking the big play in your wheat production this year? Then choose Billings, another outstanding wheat variety developed by OSU researchers. Billings offers high yield potential and baker's choice quality. When the weather is good and favors early maturity, Billings can score really big. And Billings can play defense against the two meanest diseases in Oklahoma, leaf rust and stripe rust. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and independent. To learn more about Billings and other OSU varieties, log on to okgenetics.com.
Hey, cattle producers, you know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auctions, Jim Odle and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. And learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Dave, here we are up on our soapbox, looking around and looking especially at the U.S. House Rules Committee. This afternoon, that's the next stop for House Bill H.R. 3102, the nutrition standalone bill, part of this whole farm bill puzzle. The bill's being called the Nutrition Reform and Work Opportunity Act of 2013. It's designed to cut food stamp programs and make other changes to federal nutrition programs. The bill, not $40 billion of savings over a 10-year period, but rather $39 billion, to be exact, according to the CBO numbers. The CBO summary projects, under the baseline, that SNAP participation would decline from 48 million people in an average month in the coming fiscal year to 34 million people by fiscal year 2023. The CBO says the two provisions with the largest budgetary effects would reduce the number of waivers available for certain childless adults who would otherwise be subject to work requirements or time limits and restrict categorical eligibility. A provision that would change benefit levels for program participants would have the third largest budgetary effect. because enacting the legislation would affect direct spending. CBO notes that pay-as-you-go procedures apply. Enacting the proposed legislation would not affect federal revenues, they say. CBO has not estimated the additional discretionary spending for nutrition programs that result from implementing the bill, such as spending would be subject to appropriation actions. CBO has also not reviewed the bill for intergovernmental or private sector mandates either. So at least a preliminary look at it, $39 billion of the savings over a 10-year period. That's what the House Rules Committee and possibly the House itself will be working on later today in the Rules Committee, the full House maybe tomorrow. Well, that is our time today here on Midday Oklahoma. Thank you so much for joining us today, my friends. We'll be talking to you soon. God bless.
All right, Ron, we certainly do appreciate that from you. And that's going to do it for us here on this Wednesday edition of Midday Oklahoma. For Ron Hayes, Jim Appel, and Justin Lewis, I'm Dave Lanning, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for our Thursday edition of Midday Oklahoma. It begins right here at 12:05 on the Radio Oklahoma Network.